Learning Masech, the Shabbos, Daf Kuflam and Heyim and Beis, the Sugya starts in the bottom of Daf Kuflam and Heyim and Aleph. The Gemara says, Amra Avasi, Kol She'imai Tumei Leida, Nima L'Shmeina. If the mother has Tumas Leida, that's a normal childbirth, so then there's a din, Mila L'Shmeina, that's a regular din. V'chol She'ei Nimai Tumei Leida. But if the mother didn't have Tumas Leida, and Rashi gives two cases, one is a case of Yetzer Dafen, where the birth wasn't a natural birth, it was done through a cesarean section, and so therefore she doesn't have tumas leida. He also has a case if a guy gives birth, that the Gemara discusses, and is in Sgaya afterwards, so the mother didn't have tumas leida. So ein nima l'shmeina does not become nima l'shmeina, and he brings the pasuk Yishas, he says, we have the older zach of a tumas shivas yamim, which has tumas leida, and there it says, ubayayim ashmini yimel b'sar alasei. You wouldn't have a din of Nilas Shmeina without Tumas Leida. So Gemara says, Abayi says, Deir Shishayni Michichu. Before Matan Torah, there was still a parish of Mil Avraham Avinu, and there was no Tumas Leida. And there it says, Ben Shmeina Shyamim. So you see, there's a din of Nilas Shmeina without Tumas Leida. Amalei nit ne Torah v'neskat shahalacha. The Torah was given, and the Lach was in Skadish, that from now on, you need Tumas Leida. And the Gemara says, Aye, we have a Machleikas Ravuna and Avchiya Barav Lagaba Yetzer Dafen. One says you mechal Shabbos and one says you're not mechal Shabbos. How can the pliga lechal v'shabbos? But l'shmeina v'andem alina lei. There's a din mila shmeina ba Yetzer Dafen. They both have to agree to that. They're just arguing about chal Shabbos. So you see that even a Yetzer Dafen doesn't have tumas lei. There has a din mila b'shleina. So Gemara says no. How about Hatalia? Because from where do we know that there's no din that the Yetzer Dafen is Deicha Shabbos, because it doesn't have Tumas Leida? From this Hekesh, from this Limud, that you need V'tamash Shivas Yamim in order to have Ubayayim, Ubayayim Afilu B'Shabbos. So who din Ubayayim Ashmini is also in the same Hekesh, it's the same Shaila, Tumas Leida, is the same Shaila Lagabe Mila B'Shmeina and Lagabe Dechiya Shabbos. And then the Gemara says, that's Ketanoi, it's actually a Mechleikis Tanon. The Tanakama holds that there's a din mila l'shmeina even without tumas leida, and if Chama holds, then no, it's dafka when there's tumas leida. Now there's a shayla l'shein of how we paskin. The Ramban says that we paskin not like Rav Asi, because in the end we said ketanoi, and the Tanakama, which is the Rabbin, holds that you don't need tumas leida, and Rav Asi is going kedas yachid like Rav Chama. Now if we would only have one amira, and the Amayr would paskin like one of the Tanon, so Amayr has a right to machriya like a Yachid Keneged the Rabbin. But we actually have a Machlekes Amayron, like we have a Machlekes of Hunam and of Chiyah Barav. And now we find the Braisa, which Amram didn't seem to know about, which has one of the Shitas like a Yachid, Rav Chama, the Din Me'ini Tumas Leida, and the other one like the Rabbin, Samamela. Hayes is no clear achra in the Gemara, so we'll go with the regular achra of Yachid v'Rab Malachik Rabim and Paschal like the Tanakama, that even without Tumas Leida it's Nimul Shmeila. So according to that, it would be Deicha Shabbos as well. And the Ramban also says that you have three Amirun, Rav Rav Yirmi Rav Meshar Shir, they're all discussing how the Tanakama would learn the pasuk of Yilid Bayis Nimal Echad. So since the Amaram Ashakli Vitari Alibi the Tanakama, Bayis Tay Salachas like the Tanakama, this is all what the Ramban says. So Kundai Su Bidei Cheshabbos. But the Rashba brings from Rabbi Niyena that he says Fakert. He says that the Loch is like Ravasi, because in the Amaram we have a Machlaikas of Huna and of Chiyah Barav, and we don't know which one said which. That's called an equal Machlaikas. We have no Achra, but Ravasi holds that you need Tumas Leida. So Kumtais Rav of the Amirun, two out of the three, hold you need Tumas Leida. So even though in the Tanoim it's a Das Yachid, but we don't pass like the Tanoim, we pass like the Amirun, the Amirun Amachriya. And even though it's a Machlaikis Amirun, so you go with the Rav Amirun, that's what Raja brings from Rabbeinu Yonah. Now it's a Shaila what the Rif means, because the Rif just brings the whole Sugya, doesn't say anything. The Ramban says, oh, if he didn't say anything, so probably it means to pass like the Tanakama, because that's the Rabbin. But Rav Yishenim say, the Rajba and the Ran and the Balamar, that if the Rif didn't say anything, that means he's not being Mechriya. So he wants you to leave it as a Suffolk. So that's a Psak. This is Suffolk. It's a suffik if it's nimul l'shmeina. It's a suffik if it's derech Shabbos. So what do you do by a suffik? You can't malam before shmeina because there's a tzad that's nimul l'shmeina. But on the other hand, you can't malam on Shabbos because it's a tzad that it's not derech Shabbos. So malam is suffik. We say it's nimul l'shmeina and it's not derech Shabbos. And the Rambam is very clear. The Rambam says yetzer daifin is nimul l'shmeina, and the Rambam Musa says that yetzer daifin is not derech Shabbos. And the Rambam learns that confirms his pshat in the Rif. In other words, it's a suffik. It's nimul l'shmeina misafik, and it's not derech Shabbos misafik. But the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam held, the Rambam is not mash misafik, the Rambam held that it's bevadai, that Tumas Leida makes it that it's not derech Shabbos. If there's no Tumas Leida, that's a sign it's not derech Shabbos. Leida chisa, even without Tumas Leida, it's still nimul l'shmeina. And the truth is, the Gemara's Havana is that way. When Abaye asked the Kasha Eini, and Abaye brought the Machlekes of Huna and of Chiyah Barav, that one says Mechalim, one says Eimechalim, and he says, Agal Ebliga L'chal V'Shabbos Hol V'Shmoyne V'Ad Mahalina Lay, so he wanted Mechalik, that even the one that says you're not Mechal Shabbos, and we're Chayshish for him, but still holds Maker Adin, it's Nima L'Shmoyne. But then the Gemara says, Havav Talia. So the Rambam doesn't hold like the Gemara's Teretz of Havav Talia. The Rambam holds like the Gemara's Kasha, that I can lepliga l'chal s'shabbos, avol l'shmeina v'adem alinam le. That's how the Kesef Mishnah wants to learn up the Rambam. L'chari, the pshat is because he's passing like Abaye k'neged Ravasi. And Abaye Gufa is saying that there's a machlokes about chal s'shabbos, but nevertheless, l'gabe mil v'shmeina, everyone holds you need mil v'shmeina. And that's how the Rambam seems to bask it. Then the shaila is, what's the slurah? Like the Gemara says, it's one limud. If you have the limud of Tumas Leida, so that pasuk says milu b'shmini. That pasuk also says derech Shabbos. If you don't have the svara of Tumas Leida, so you shouldn't have either one. What's taka pshat? Yitaka could ask what's taka pshat in the Gemara's havimina. But what's taka pshat? The Rambam we're learning holds that way lemaskana. So what's taka pshat? Why is the limud only in regard to derech Shabbos and not in regard to milu b'shmini? So the Chazanish, in the Gilead to Reb Chaim, we're going to say Reb Chaim's Teretz in a second, but the Chazanish is pretty simply. He says, when you have this Hekish, why don't you say that Kol She'eini Meitmei Leida doesn't have Mila altogether? Why don't you say that? The Pasuk says, Ishik Yisazvi V'yol Azach V'tam Hashiv Yamim. In that case, it'd be Eimashmini Yimo B'sar Elasai, and if not, it's the B'chol Medin Mila. Why don't you say there's no Din Mila B'chol? Teretz is not Mustafa. Now I'm starting with the darshan this hekesh in regard to the din mila b'chal. What is a yid? The vadi has to have mila. Similarly, you could also say it's not mistar with the darshan. The gabi mila b'shmini. Mila b'shmini is very intrinsic in the mila. So you wouldn't darshan today of mila b'shmini. Mashenk in the chiyah shabbos. That's a big chiddush. That we darshan for that you need tumas leida. As though you could say kipshutai. But Reb Chaim in Sefer says a meyer de gevart. He says b'emes in yesh lachkar. What did the Gemara mean by Dairus Rishayim Yechichu? What's Pasha Taich? Ravasi is saying a drasha. If it's Imay Tmei Leida, then it's Deicha Shabbos. Then it's Nimul Lishmeina. But if it's not Imay Tmei Leida, it's not Nimul Lishmeina. And then Abai asks from Dairus Rishayim Yechichu. So normally you learn like this, that Al Karchak the drasha is not a good drasha. Because if you're going to say that the Din Mila is Toloi, the Din Mila L'Shmini is totally in Tumas Leida, but that can't be, because you can find that from Aram Avinu to Matan Torah there was no Tumas Leida, and there still was a Din Mila L'Shmini. And the Din Mila L'Shmini of Aram Avinu is the same Mila L'Shmini we have today. And by Aram Avinu's time, it didn't need Tumas Leida, so it can't be that now it does need Tumas Leida. As I learned. And Ravasi said, no, till then it didn't need Tumas Leida. And the Torah, in the Torah, in the Skach Halacha, put an extra tnai that for Mila Shmini, you do need Tumas Leida from now on. Mazad Yav Chaim, you can learn differently. You can learn that the emphasis is there's two parashas in Mila. There's a parasha of Mila that was given to Avram. And there's a tzivli and mitzvah Mila, which sad the fact that it was given to Avram. And then there's another parashas Mila. There's a parashas Mila and parashas Tazria that was given to Kol Yisrael by Matan Torah. Two different parashas. So Rav Asi says that in the parasha of Mila and parasha of Tazria, in them stay the din, that you need Tumas Leida for the end of parasha. So if you don't have Tumas Leida, so then is the din Mila benat l'shmini. Because in the din Shmini, which is in the parasha of Tezriya, that Shmini is totally in Tumas later. So, effectively, fine. Mitzad Yenid Din Shmini, you wouldn't have a Din Shmini because there's no Tumas later. But what about the other parasha? I also have to mekayim the mitzvah of the other parasha. And the other parasha, Al Karach, doesn't need Tumas later because it didn't have Tumas later at that time. So, Mitzad the parasha of Avraham Avinu, Mitzad that parasha's Mila, Mitzad that mitzvah's Mila is going to need Shmini. So I can't do the Mila before Shmini, because I'm not being the kind of mitzvah of the parasha's Mila of Avraham Avinu. So now Ravasi answered, no. This din of Tumas Leda was not only given for the parasha's Mila that's here in parasha's Tezriya. This requirement of Tumas Leda for Mila Shmini was also said Lugambe the parasha of Mila of Avraham Avinu. That's Ravasi's opinion. But what does Abaye hold? Abaye holds is two separate parashas. There's a parasha of Avraham Avinu, and I have to mekayim Yena parasha. And for Yena parasha, I need Shmini, even there's no Tumas Leda. There's another parasha. There's a parasha of Kisa Zvi, a parasha of Amad and Teira. For there, the Din Shmini is totally in Tumas Leda. But Tepik Leim, it's not the parasha of Avraham Avinu. For that, I have a Din Shmini. So that's the Pshat in the Gemara. I can lepliga lechavos and Shabbos, but everyone agrees to Shmini. Because the Machlekes of Hunan of Chiyah Barav is do we darsh in this drasha that you need Tumas Leda to have the din of B'yayim HaShmini Yilu V'Sar HaLasei. Now, B'yayim HaShmini Yilu V'Sar HaLasei, that's where it says the parish of Chil Shabbos. The parish of Tchiyah Shabbos. But since they're only arguing L'Gabe Shabbos, so Vais Dais, that they're arguing in this parish of Ishiki Sazmiya, is there a t'nai that you need Tumas Leda? Because if there's a t'nai you need Tumas Leda, so that Tumas Leda, you wouldn't be Daich HaShabbos. Because the Tchiyah Shabbos comes from this parasha. But Lagabe Shmini, anyway, have a din Shmini. But it's not the other parasha. And neither of them all have Nid Natayiv Neskat Shalacha. And that the Gemara says, if Asi says no, Nid Natayiv Neskat Shalacha is clear, they would both agree to it. It's all about Talia. If you hold it a drasha of Tumas Leda, that wouldn't only be a drasha mitzad this parasha, it would be a drasha mitzad the parasha of Ramavinu as well. But Lamaisa, the Psak of the Rambam is like a Bayah. And the Mela, Lagami the Din Shabbos that we paskin, that's only in the parish of Ishik says we hear. The parish of Ravina doesn't say anything about being Deicha Shabbos. So Lagami the Din Tchiyah Shabbos, for there I need Tumas Leda. Because the parish of Ishik says we hear is Dafka when there's Tumas Leda. Mashenga Lagami the Ikka Din of Mila Bishmini, Ena Chanami Mitzad Ishik says we hear, there wouldn't be a Din Mila Bishmini. But I have to do the Mila B'Shmini mitzad the parish of Avraham Avinu. That's what it means there is Yishenu Mechichu. That's the Gevaldik Ishtikl from Rav Chaim to explain the Rambam. That's Me'ikir Adin. That's Nimul B'Shmini as the parish of Avraham Avinu. And Me'ikir Adin, it's not Deicha Shabbos. Because there it doesn't say Tchiyah Shabbos. So for Tchiyah Shabbos itself, you need Tumas Leda. Now, in the Ikedin of Ein Imay Tmeya Leda, Rashi says two examples. Rashi says Yetzir Deifen, like the Gemara's example. And Rashi also says, Nochri Sheyoldu L'machan is Gaira. You have a Gaish, a woman that gave birth, and has a newborn baby, and now she wants to become a Gairis, and she wants also her son to be a Gairis, a Gair. So Mamela, if you hold like Ravasi, so you don't have to wait 8 days to do the Mila on her son, and if you hold now like Ravasi, Rashi is implying, that you can't do the Mila on the baby until the baby is 8 days old. As I mentioned, statement first in the Shulti Gibayim, Shulti Gibayim also reads us that since we pass like Ravasi, so Mela, if you have a Gaisha baby that was born to a Gaisha mother and now wants to be a Ger, you can't do the Mila until the baby is 8 days old. And so Shmuel Rizavsky in Zichron Shmuel, the letters in the back, Nichta Vir Aleph, I say, hey, he asked Akasha, this is not Mila of a Milas Yisrael. This is Milas Geiris. It's a whole different parasha. Milas Yisrael is a din of Shmeinis Yamim. Milas Geiris, Nechatesa. Now, if you hold on to Ravasi's, it's anyway not a Geir. Ravasi's saying there's no din Shmeinis Yamim when it's anyway Tumei Leda. But the Shas, if you don't like Ravasi, when you hold it's a Suffolk, so come this Rashi's saying, the Shulta Gevari is saying, that you can't do the Mila on a guy that's an infant, that's a newborn, until it's 8 days old. So I think the teretz is Rashi Eish Lachkar. Is the pshat that Milas Geiris is an Aya Parasha? Milas Geiris, there's two dinim in Mila. There's a mitzvah Mila on Kal Yisrael. Kal Yisrael is a new Mila. There's a din Mila that's the way to become a Ger. Or an Aya Mitzvah, Lomolas a Gerim, but a Ger wants to become a Ger. So there's a din Mila, that's a prerequisite to becoming a Ger. The Chayat Taisus that says that there's no din atafis dam bris by Neilad Mo, but there still is a din atafis dam bris by a Ger, the Chayat would have to hold that way. That the din Mila by Ger is an Aya din. It's not the same din. So Meli, you can't learn that one from the other. By Milas Yisrael, it's Mamuyat Neilad Mo from atafis dam bris. By Milas Ger, there's no Mila, Taisus says. Taisus says it's an Aya din. So Meli, you can ask Rav Shmuel Zavsky's Kasha. So if we're stating the din Milas Ger, it's a din Shmini. Now Shenkein, Rashi Vistama holds that the din milas geiris is yen a din. The pshat is it's a mitzvah that God's calling Yisrael has to do. And the din is, how does one become a geir? Aidei the kim of the mitzvah's milah, azei bevasachas, the milah makes him a geir mechuyiv in the mitzvah's milah. And what is the milah? The milah is the same milah as milas Yisrael. Now comes vasachas, the chiyiv and the kim, come of Asachas, but the Mila B'Yisrael is not different. It's a din Mila Yisrael. So if there's a din that Mila Yisrael starts at 8 days old, who would the Mila's games have started at 8 days old? And L'chayr Oibazai, a baby before he's 8 days old will become a ger ayadei the tvila, because it's not Chayach Mila. That's what Taisa says in the Moshe by Muberish in his Gaira, that the baby becomes a ger with the tvila, because it's not Chayach Mila. Who would before 8 days old, if you hold that, even with that, Imay Tmei later is a din of Shmeina, so who would then there be a din of Shmeina? And really, you can't do the Mila, so become a Ger, like David Tvila, and then you'll do the Ger, the Shmini. I say, Halt of Shad, that would be Machalikis Rashi and Taisus. Now the Kerenari has another Kasha, that you see from the Gemara not that way, because the Gemara says, that even if you hold, you don't need the Imay Tmei later, but if you look at Cheshivcha, Uvlad Ima, it's Nima Lachat, as they state in the Gemara, Pshat in the Braisa. So you see clearly that if it wasn't born from a Jewish mother, even if you hold, you don't need Imei Tmei Aleda, but if it wasn't born from a Jewish mother, or Kapanim, a mother, it's a Shifka Knanis, Kaidim Tvila, that was planning on a Tvila. You see even the end of the Gemara, that if you buy a Shifka Manasseh Shaloyla Tvila, so even if you don't need Imei Tmei Aleda, if you buy a Shifka Manasseh Shaloyla Tvila, that's the Elid Bais, which is Nima Lachat, because the mother is not Jewish and not Eimit to be Jewish, not Eimit to become a real Shifcha Knanis. It's just a regular guy that's owned by Yid. So it's Nima Lachat. So you see clearly that without a Jewish mother, there's no Dimil Lashmini, even if you don't need Tamei Leda. So why does Rashi say, why does Rashi imply in the Shilti Gevarim say Mefurish, that by a guy that gave birth, and they want to do a Milas Geiris, you have to wait for 8 days. How is it different than Lakav Shivcha of Vlad Ima or Lakav Shivcha Menashe Shaloyla Tvila, with it you don't need Shmaina? But the Karen Ayris Kasha, L'chari you can answer with another shtickle from Rav Shmuel Rozavsky there. Because the emphasis is the Machlokes Rashi and Taisus in the Sugya. The Braisa says, is a Yilid Bayis Nimul Echad, a Yilid Bayis is Nimul Shmaina, there's a Miknes Kesef Nimul Echad, a Miknes Kesef Nimul Shmaina. You can have an Eved that was born to Yeshivcha, which is Nima Le'echad or Le'shmeina. You can have an Eved that you bought, which is born Le'echad or Le'shmeina. So the Gemara says, if you hold you need the Imay to be Tmei Leda, that's Rav Chama, it's very simple. A Yilid Bayis that's Nima Le'echad, is if the mother happened not to have her Tvilas Geiris, her Tvilas Shivchas, I mean, before the Leda, so she's not Tmei Leda, she never had her Tvilas Shivchas, so that's a Yilid Bayis. She had a Eved. She was planning on doing a Tvila Shefchus, but she didn't do it yet. So she's not Tmei later. So it's Nima Lechad. A Yilid Bayis is Nima Lishmeina. And she already did a Tvila Shefchus, and then she had birth. So she's Tmei later. And Mimel, it's Nima Lishmeina. A Miknes Kesef, that's Nima Lishmeina, is when you bought a Shefchum Uberis, and she's already had the Tvila before the later. So it's called a Miknes Kesef because you bought the Uber, even though you bought before it was born, but it's called the Miknes Kesef because you bought the Uber, and it's Nima Lishmeina because the mother already did the Tvila before the Leda, and therefore she's Tmei Leda, and it's Nima Lishmeina. And then the Gemara says that what's the case of Miknes Kesef Nima Le'echad? Kagoyin Shalokach Zeh Shifcha V'Zeh Ubra. If one owner bought the Shefcha and the other owner bought the Uber, then it's Nimal, then it's Nimal Le'echot. And Rashi says, that means if you don't own the mother, even if the mother is a full-fledged Shifcha Knanis, but you happen not to own the mother, Rashi says it's Nima Le'echot. But Taisus says, no, since the mother is a full-fledged Shifcha Knanis, even though you don't own it, but some other yid owns it, is a male, that would be called Nima Le'shmeina. That's called Lechem. That's called that it's Nima Lechem, that this yid bias, even though you happen not to own the Shifcha, but as long as the Shifcha is Jewish, that's called Lechem. So come this, he is saying this to Machlekes Rashi and Taisus. Rashi holds the only time there's a din milu l'shmeina is when the mother belongs to you. Is a miknas kasef, when you bought the mother when she's muberis. There's a yilid bias, when you bought the mother before she was muberis. But the mother has to belong to you. If the mother doesn't belong to you, so then it's nima l'echad, even if she's already a full-fledged Shifcha Knanis. And Taisa says, no. As long as she's a full-fledged Shifcha Knanis, she's owned by a Yid, then it'll be Nima L'Shmeina. The case of the Gemara, of Miknas Kesef, that's Nima L'Echa, Taisa says, you have to be Geiris, Shalach Shifcha Vladima, that the baby was born, and then you bought the baby. So that's a Miknas Kesef Nima L'Echa. Now, the Gemara goes on, what about according to the Tanakhama? Tanakhama holds you don't need Tumas Leida. So Mignes Kesef, we understand. You bought a Shifcha Mu'beris, that's Mignes Kesef Nimu L'Shmeina. You bought a Shifcha Vadi'ima, that's Mignes Kesef, it's Nimu L'Echot. But what about Yilid Bias? If you own the Shifcha, it's Yilid Bias, so what's the Pshat that is Nimu L'Echot? Where do you have the case of Yilid Bias, it's Nimu L'Echot? According to Rav Chaim, it's talking about that the mother wasn't Tevel yet, so she's not Tamei later. But according to Tanakhama, where do you have the case of Yilid Bias, it's Nimu L'Echot? So first the Gemara said, Lekeach Shifcha L'Ubra, that you don't own the mother, you bought the Shifcha only for the Ubra. So it's called Yilid Bias because he was Zeichan the Eved because of Yeschus in the mother. But it's not called Lachem because you don't own the mother, you only own the Ubra. But the Gemara says, what if your Kenyan pairs a Kenyan Aguf Dami? So then Kum Dais is considered that you do own the mother. So the Gemara says, Tumat the mother's a guy, Lekeach Shifcha Menashe Leila Atvila. So the mother's a guy. So that's not called Lachem, Rashi says. So this case of Lekeach Shifcha L'Ubra, according to Taisus, what's the pshat? According to Rashi, that any time you don't own the mother, even though the mother's in Gantz and a Yid, that's not called Lachem, it's Nima L'Echad. So it's very good. And that's what Rashi says, Lekeach Shifcha L'Ubra, Filim Yisrael, Da'avet Tumaleida, Shekwa Tavel, La'avdumi de Lachem, Uhal Ve'en Lechelek Be'imai. Not Lachem, because you don't have a Chelek anymore. But according to Taisus, as long as the mother is a Shifcha Knanis, so that's called Lachem. So what did Gemara mean by Lekeach Shifcha L'Ubra? So Elamai, the Karinari says, and the Chazin is also, the Simon Samach Beis, Sifkan Chav Beis, says that the Pshat in Taisus says it has to be that you bought the Shifcha from a Goy L'Ubra. So the Shifcha is not even owned by a Yid, it's owned by a Goy. And that's why, since it's owned by a Goy, so that's why it's not called Lechem. So for the Chazinish, so what was the Gemara's problem that Kenyan pays King Lufgami and you own the Shifcha, but still the Shifcha is a completely guy. What would be the difference in that and Lekeach Shifcha Nashalayla Atvila? There you mamish own it, but it's a Nashalayla Atvila. So here, if a guy owns the Gufa Shifcha, you only own the Kenyan pays. How is it different than Shalayla Atvila? So the Karenayer says, Enechinami. According to Taisus, once we say Lekeach Shifcha Shalayla Atvila, so the pshat is, as long as the shifcha is a complete guy, that's not called lachem. So who adin, when you buy the shifcha from the guy levlan, is also the same thing. The Gemara wasn't saying like a new hechetimsa of a keach shifcha nashalat vila. The Gemara was explaining why when you lekeach shifcha leubra, that would be nima leechad, because it's like a lekeach shifcha nashalat vila. And can the Gemara there with Rashi and Taisus. So the Karenari asks a kasha on Rashi here. He doesn't understand. Naniach, you don't own the mother. Someone else owns the mother. Either the case of Lakach Zeh Shifcha Vezeh Ubra, the case of Miknas Kesef, where you bought just the Ubra and someone else bought the Shifcha, or the case of Lakach Shifcha Le'ubra, if your old Kenyan pairs Lavka Kenyan Aguf, where you don't own the mother, you just own the Shifcha Le'ubra, where there Rashi says it's not called Lechem, it's Nima Le'echad. But typically, it's a regular din milas Yisrael. typically have a parsha to the Milas Yisrael. This Eved is born Jewish. An Eved is mechuyev mitzvahs keisha. An Eved is mechuyev mila. So mitzad the parsha to din milas Yisrael is yanina milas ches. Taisus is very good. Any time the mother is a bona fide shifkut kananis, Taisus would have it. Avada the kid is called nimula shmeina. The only case of nimula echad is either when the mother is not tmeo leidah, that's according to Rav Chama, or if you hold like the Tanakhama, the only case is when the child was born, the mother b'chlal wasn't a shifkut kananis. If you were lakach amnash loylat vila, if you were lakach from a guy, a shifcha la'ubra, these cases where she's guy, she's a guy. The Eved that's born is an Eved. So there's no din milashmini. But any time the mother's a full-fledged shifcha knanis, there'll be a din milashmini. But according to Rashi, there's the aside here. As long as you don't own the mother, lakach zeh shifcha v'zeh ubra, or lakach even from Yisrael a shifcha la'ubra, you don't own the mother, it's nimalachad. Why? It's a regular Jewish child that has a regular din milas Yisrael. How could it be nimalachad? As a fact, the Karenai Rashaila. Zaktiv Shmuel Rizovsky. There's a chakira. And this letter, in Michtav Yinov, was actually written to Rav Shach, because Rav Shach wrote about this in Avi Ezri. And Rav Shmuel Rizovsky was commenting on Rav Shach Shtikl in Avi Ezri. But the Shaila is an Eved Mechuyiv in Mila, or is just the Chiyiv on the Adain to Mal the Eved? The Rambam clearly holds the Eved's Mechuyiv in Mila, because the Rambam says if an Eved doesn't mal himself, and he's an Earl, he gets Karis. So the Rambam clearly holds that an Eved's Mechuyiv in Mila. But Rabbi Kivega, in the beginning of Hilchas Avadim, Simin Reish Tamag Zayin, he declares, and he says, it's Masha Wein Shulchan Aruch, there is no Chiyiv on the Eved B'chol. An Eved's not Mechuyiv in Mila. It's Ach Barak a Chiyiv on the Adin. The Adin has to make sure his Eved has a Bris Mila. But there's no Chiyiv, the Eved has no Chiyiv B'chol. So Lefi Zezak of Shmuel Zavsky, that's what Rashi holds. Rashi holds that Milas Avadim is Bechlal and a Chiyav on the Eved, it's a Chiyav on the Adem. Now, does Milas Avadim need Shmeinu Yamim? It depends. That's the Brayse. You have two psukim. You have a pasuk that says that you lit bayis and miknas kasev and Shmeinu Yamim. You have a pasuk that says you lit bayis and miknas kasev doesn't need Shmeinu Yamim. So if you hold, you don't need Tumas Leidah. So it depends. If you own the mother is your Shifcha. By a lid bias, it was nisabre etzlcha. By a miknes kesef, as you bought the mother together with the shifcha, you bought the mother muberes balkapanim. When the child was born, the mother was your shifcha. Then there's the din shmeina. If the mother wasn't your shifcha, even if she was a bona fide shifcha, kananis belonged to someone else, but she's not your shifcha, then there's no din mila shmeina. Are you going to ask Stam, you need mila shmeina because he's a yisrael? He's not. He's an ever. Ever's not mechuyev mila. There's a din, the Adin has to make the Mila. By the Adin making the Mila, that's the din. If you own the mother, B'shas Aleda, so then you make the Mila Shmini. If you don't own the mother, B'shas Aleda, then you make the Mila Echad. Now, Sheng and Tais is calling the Rambam. And the Pshat is, if the mother is a regular Shifka Knanis, Avadit is a din Mila Shmini. The case where there's no din Mila Shmini, on the side you don't need Tumas Leda, is the case where the mother B'chol wasn't a Shifka Knanis. Like Lekeach Shivcha, Amanas, Shaloy Latvila, or by Miknes Kesef, when Lekeach Shivcha, Vlad the Ima, the mother Bechlal at the time of the lady wasn't a Shivcha Knanis, so then it wasn't Chala Chalais Mila on the Ubbe Bechlal. Now you want to go make a Mila, now you can make a Mila Kaidim Shmini. So come to Isazai. According to Rashi, Mila's Geiris and Mila's Yisrael Ahainuach. There's no second parasha of Mila's Geiris. Anytime somebody wants to be a Yisrael Gomer, not an Eved, anytime someone is a Yisrael Gomer, either he was born in Yisrael, or he wants to be a Ger, he has a Chiyav Mila. By Ger, it's Bon Ka'achas, the Kiyim and the Mitzvah Mila and the Chiyav Mila are Bon Ka'achas. And yet it didn't need Shmini, except if any Mitmei Leda. So then both Milas Yisrael and Milas Ger doesn't need Mila Shmini. But if you hold you don't need Imei Tmei Leda, so then Milas Ger also need Mila Shmini. It's one thing with Milas Yisrael. Mashenki and Milas Evan, Evan's not Mechuyiv Mila. A Geir is a Yisrael, he's Mechuyiv Mila. Yisrael is Mechuyiv Mila. And Evan, Pachal not Mechuyiv Mila. And Evan is a Nayadin, the Adin has to mal him. The Milas of the Adin, does that need Shmini? That's a din if. I mean, according to Rav Chama, it depends if the mother's Tmei Leda. But according to the Tanakhama, if he owns the mother, then you need Shmini by Milas Avadim. If he doesn't own the mother, then you don't need Shmini by Milas Avadim. But Taisus holds for care. Taisus holds a Milas Eved, it depends. If the Eved was born to a Shifka Knanis, so the Eved Stam is a Chi of Milas, the same as Milas Yisrael. That's why you need Shmini. So the whole criterion of the Gemara is, besides for the possible criterion of Tumas Leda, the whole criterion is a mother a Shifka Knanis? Does the mother have a Chalistin Shifka Knanis? If he was born to a mother at the time of the Leda had a Chalistin Shifka Knanis, so that's about a Demilas Shmoyne, has a regular Demilas Yisrael. If the mother wasn't a Shifka Knanis, so then it's a Milas Evet, came like a Milas Ger, and a Milas Ger wasn't said the din of Milas Shmoyne, as Efer Shteh Shatna Sugya.